Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So you are in high school and you're really excited because you get an opportunity to go to Paris, France for the summer. And so you go, but you're kind of sad to leave your boyfriend and you kind of leave it like sort of open that like, you know, what happens, happens. We will talk in the fall when you get back to town. You get back to town and he says, yeah, there was kind of a girl. And you're like, yeah, there were lots of boys in Paris. So what, you know, let's move on. And then, but your best friend Kelly is acting very suspicious. And then you find out. Oh, then, okay. Then you, things are weird with your boyfriend. They're just, they haven't been right since you got back to school. So you break up with him. And the next day, he's hanging out with Kelly and starts dating Kelly. And you're pretty pissed. But you're also trying to just like get over it. Because they're free to be together, whatever. So they come to your house and say, let's go for a walk. They walk you to a park where they confess that they spent all summer together. While you were in Paris. And they're like, we just wanted to be honest because we can't start from this place. We can't continue forward until we're honest. And you're like, continue forward? What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Why do they have to fucking tell you that? They don't have to tell you.
They don't have to tell you.
They don't have to tell you, but I mean, you went to Paris.
So you have your boyfriend
You seeded the relationship. I don't know. I think you fucked up.
What age group is this again? They're high school?
Sophomore into junior year, I think.
Okay.
Heart wants what it wants. That's the other thing. So you can't control what you feel with who.
Oh my God, you sound like Kelly.
Well,
I am Kelly.
She just said so in the intro.
Yeah.
Also, like, if they're sophomore into juniors in high school, they also have every right to, like, make your life miserable because that's, like, what high school is all about.
Here's the thing. I feel like Brenda has the right to never speak to Dylan or Kelly again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, that is the solution. The solution is, yes,
Solution is leave town.
No, but this, I think the solution is like, okay, this relationship with this guy is over. We're not going to stay friends.
We're
16. Of course, we're not going to stay friends. Fine. And my best friend who is hooking up with my ex-boyfriend, I don't have to. Now, unfortunately, they're on a show called Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
So they have to be
friends forever.
They have to be friends forever. But I think the answer is just like, you don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah.
And I do think I am on the side of It's so shady to come to someone's house, make them go to a public place with you and tell them sensitive information.
Yeah.
So they can't escape.
Yeah.
It came up on TikTok recently and the scene, and I watched it and I'm like, that is so, I get Dylan and Kelly are trying to preserve a relationship with Brenda.
But they have it's to realize late. They didn't. They can't.
Well, so okay, let's switch it. Now you're
Dylan and Kelly.
You're one of them. It doesn't really matter who. How do you address this? You've been hooking up all summer and like you still want to preserve your friendship with this person, but you know, like obviously you've moved on.
I think you can just let it be a known unknown. You know what I mean? Like, she can probably put the fucking pieces together.
Sure.
And know that.
Because other people in town are going to know.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, you don't need to make this whole bit. It's such main character syndrome to be like, and now I need to take you and tell you this whole. It's like, she fucking knows.
And now, the prestige.
And then Kelly drops through a fucking hole in the ground. And then. But you know, like, you don't have to fucking, you don't need to make a big thing out of something that, like, because then you're just, because why corner this person in fucking public and be like, by the way,
I think we can agree that what happened is not the way to do it. But I think if you do one person, if you don't, if the couple takes you out, or takes the Brenda out, that, like, that's the mistake. If just one person is like, hey, just so you know.
Sure. A sleepover moment.
Yeah. Yeah. A sleepover moment for sure.
I don't think you ever have to tell.
That's what I think.
Summer. Yeah. I think you can let the summer go. Especially because Brenda took the moment of like, took the ownership of initiating the breakup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're kind of taking away Brenda's win from the breakup.
Mm-hmm. Just let her think
like,
what she's
going to
think.
Brenda did the right thing. Her boyfriend was acting squirrely. Uh-huh. She cut him off. Now he's dating her best friend. She saw it coming. She knew. So she's like, she comes from this place of it. She knew and she called it.
Right. Okay.
You're taking that away from her completely because you're like, oh no, you didn't call it. It was way worse than you thought.
Yeah. Because also, like, just let her come to the conclusion too, because now you're treating her like she's a fucking idiot. She probably knows something was up because it's the next fucking day they're together. Come on. And then why do you have to watch her take in this information? Like, why do you get to be present for her knowing this stuff? Like, you don't.
And really horrible. What they want is like her blessing.
Yeah. They want to be forgiven so that they can go forward. Guess what?
Right,
you already were. She moved on with her life. You move on with yours. What are you doing?
Yeah. I guess with the information that she already like broke up with you and was like, if you can perceive that she's already taking that victory.
Yeah.
Then you're just done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, which is sad.
Right.
And we'll feel like the end of the world. And we'll feel
But you're
like,
16.
But you're 16. You will get over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything works out.
They remain friends?
Dylan waffles a little bit.
Mm.
And then...
Does he start trying to go back to...
A little bit. And he like, Bren, remember how it was? And it's like,
shut up, Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan kind of
shut up.
And then and then Brenda leaves the show.
Oh.
Oh.
So they don't have to be friends forever. Yeah, she took our advice.
Yeah, I think she moves to Paris. She's like, I'm going back to Paris.
You know, honestly, things are better for her there.
Yeah, so she leaves town. And then Dylan and Kelly get in a... triangle with Brenda's twin brother.
What?
Yes. I mean, it's not an all the way triangle. It's the two guys are in love with Kelly. But
oh my God.
Kelly goes
they
from
can't
being
stay away from
part
that fucking
of one
family.
Triangle. She goes into another triangle with the twin brother of Brenda. And then guess what she does?
What?
Ultimate moment. Big deal. End of the season. Who is she going to pick? Dylan or Brandon? Dylan or Brandon? Guess who she chooses?
Who?
Herself.
Seems like that's what she wanted all along.
I think yeah, she's happiest with herself.
Right. My gosh.
It's funny. She becomes like the patron saint in the later. Like she becomes like the sweetheart who always does the right thing and everything. But she started off a little vixen.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. But you have to have a long memory when there's so many things in a series.
Yeah. Mm. And like sometimes like that kind of stuff can go down the line of...
Can go
succession.
Can
you
go
know,
like across like multiple entries,
generations,
seemingly
generations.
In different franchises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're doing Creed 3 ships today,
which
can mean whatever we want it to mean.
Yeah.
Ryan, you're excited about Creed 3, right?
I mean, I kind of skipped Creed 2.
Skipped Creed 2.
But I love Jonathan Majors, and the trailer got me. Am I going to drag myself all the way to the theater to see it?
Yeah, probably.
But if it's on HBO Max.
What do you mean all the way to the theater?
It's a whole
you
thing.
Go to the, you like going to the theater.
I do, but I have to leave my dog.
Yeah.
It's hours of my day. Sure. It costs me $20, plus I get popcorn.
But you get to see DBZ-inspired fight scenes, dude.
Is that what they are?
Dude, he was literally like anime. I was inspired by anime and specifically Dragon Ball Z for these fight scenes.
I was kind of excited by the fact that Michael B. Jordan is directing.
That's cool, right?
So maybe I will see it.
It'll be fun at least. He said specifically there's like one punch that like is like lifted from DBZ.
When he summons a spirit bomb.
And there's like a childhood rivalry like
That's fun.
Thing, which I'm excited. I love that kind
you
of
love
stuff.
That hometown stuff.
I do love that hometown stuff. So all right, fine guys, I'll go see it.
Let's go see it. We'll go see it. Opening night. All of a sudden.
In line at midnight.
All the way to the other side. Okay, so does anyone have a Creed 3 ship?
Well, I kind of do.
Okay.
And I wanted to go first because it's from the third film in a franchise.
Okay.
Ant-Man Quantumania.
Okay, now this is also what I wanted to talk about.
I know, but I wanted to talk first.
Okay, great.
Because there are mixed reviews in this room.
Yes, a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people liked it.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind.
And I felt like two performances in this movie, if this was the whole movie, I would have liked the movie a lot. And that is Michelle Pfeiffer as Janet Van Dyne and Jonathan Majors as Kang.
Mm-hmm.
And so my ship is the two of them. So the way it goes down, he's mega evil.
Spoilers for Quantumania here,
yeah,
I think.
It's been like 3 weeks.
I know, but I'm just, some people don't want to go through the trouble of going all the way down to the theater.
You're going to get spoiled. So he crash lands
In
the quantum realm. Janet's already living there, making a good life.
Right.
He saves her life
okay.
from a weird alien thing. And the two of them just become friends. They're honest. Well, they're not that honest with each other, but they're vulnerable with each other.
Okay.
They take care of each other.
She, at the very least, is revealing things about her life outside of the quantum realm.
And he is getting her help building a science MacGuffin.
Okay.
So they're working the MacGuffin together. I just really like it. I like their dynamic. I like that they are both really smart and respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
He is using her to get closer to his ultimate evil villain.
And he's extremely evil.
He's very evil. But, like, he couldn't... Well, he's going to get unevil just because he crashed?
Right. Just because Michelle Pfeiffer?
But I ship them in that time before he reveals his true plans because I do think he cares for her and cares about what and wants for her what she... He offers her the future that she dreams of.
Well, and also, like, just in the context of, like, two people stranded trying to get unstranded, like, it's a compelling dynamic. Mm. But, okay, so the when they get like stuck in the quantum realm again during the like actual events of Quantumania, we meet up with Bill Murray's character, whose name I'm never going to learn. And he was like a former freedom fighter with Janet against Kang. Right. But has like since like sold out and is now just like a stooge, presumably for Kang. And he's dispatched pretty quickly. But like we get the background that she had a sexual and or romantic relationship with Bill Murray's character while she was like freedom fighting with him. But that is less compelling to me than like she obviously fucked Kang. Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the time.
That's
they end up being more. And the movie doesn't, I would have preferred the movie do another 45 minutes, not an additional 45 minutes in the movie.
Replace
some of the 45 minutes of the movie with just Janet's story because it is interesting. It has these different chapters.
Yeah.
Because there's It's Michelle Pfeiffer. And there's the part where she's completely alone in the quantum realm and builds a life for herself. That's interesting. Mm. She meets Kang. She helps him. That's interesting. He turns out to be evil. She has to make a very important choice of whether she's going to take the comfort that he offers or stand up against him.
Right.
Then she makes her choice there. Then she fights him for years and years as a freedom fighter.
Right.
Then she just gets saved.
Right? Then she just gets saved.
Yeah,
right.
She doesn't make herself
weak. But Ant-Man
like,
and the Wasp.
Then she gets saved. But like that whole, there's a lot. I would read a novel of it. Mm. Like,
yeah, well,
there's a lot there.
And it also like, there's a whole thing where like, Janet hasn't been telling them about her experience in the quantum realm, right? And like Cassie and Hank have built like a machine that like to map the quantum realm and like figure out what's going on down there. And she's like, wait, what the fuck are you doing? Like I said, no quantum realm shit.
Right.
But like if the reason that she was doing that was because she had this like complicated, deep, like romantic relationship with Kang, and that was all shit that she was trying to paper over. Like, that's a more compelling movie than what we actually got, where she's just like, no, I don't know, Kang is scary, which is why I didn't talk about it.
Right.
Like, if she felt guilty or felt like there was something that she was hiding down there.
And I guess maybe that's why I didn't have as much of a problem with the movie, because I think there was potential in so many pieces of it. Because it's in the movie that she chooses not to go home to her daughter and instead fight Kang.
Yes.
That's a choice she makes. And that's a choice that we see is really conflicted for her and really heavy for her. And if that was the secret that she was keeping from, the movie could have made that matter a lot.
Right. But also doesn't. Which, okay, so this is my other, and I this was also going to be my ship was between those two.
Really?
Well, because both that it's Jonathan Majors and that it's the third movie in the franchise. But the other place where I think the movie like sets something up and then like doesn't actually execute on it is there's this dynamic where Cassie in the real world, having grown the last 5 years without her dad because he was in the quantum realm during the blip, that she has become like a revolutionary, or like, you know, she's an agitator. She goes to protests where they're like protesting cops cleaning out a homeless encampment, and she shrinks a cop car, right? Yeah. And she spends the night in jail. And this is evidently not the first time that's happened. And you know, like in the car, she's talking to her dad, talking to Scott, being like, no, you know, we have to help people. Bad things happen, you know, even if they're not happening to you. Mm-hmm. And Scott is just like happy-go-lucky Scott Lang. And he's like, well, you know, I don't know. I already saved the world. So like, I don't know that I need to keep doing that. But like, it should be a conflict between these two characters, that she's like, we need to help people who can't help themselves. And he's like, he's too fucking Paul Rudd to be like, that's irresponsible, or like, you're going to get hurt or anything like that. And it just turns into this like really soft conflict between the two of them. So that when they go into the quantum realm and there's like a band of rebels trying to fight against Kang, that like there's no conflict where she's like, we need to help them, and he's like, no.
Right.
And then she wins him over. She's like, we need to help these people, and he's like, yeah, we probably should help these people. And then Kang kidnaps her and is like, help me or I'm gonna kill her. And he's like, okay, I'll do that. Like, and this is the same thing with the Janet and Kang relationship, where it's like, we just need to understand more about what these people mean to each other, and like actually see it demonstrated on screen for any of it to matter.
Well, I feel like,
and I don't need to convince you to like the movie less.
No, I was like, I feel like there's no arc for Scott.
Yeah,
he's the same guy at the beginning and the end. The beginning, his priority is Cassie. At the end, and everything he does in the back half of the movie is for Cassie, is because of Cassie. And then when he gets tricked, that whatever, it's still about Cassie.
Right.
He's not. He never changes. He never changes. And I guess I don't feel like he ever changes that much in any of these.
Right.
So if you point that out about this, then why not?
And it's not even like, how dare you should hate all the movies, but like, I'm okay with Scott being a flat character in the Ant-Man movies. I need Cassie to have an arc. So Cassie should learn sometimes you have to prioritize your family.
Right.
I mean, which is a fucked up message. I don't know that I agree with it, but like, she needs to arc. She needs to change.
Right. Well, and like, so that's the thing, is that like, even when, like, especially in Phase 4, that like the Marvel movies have been like kind of crappier, that even in their crappiness, they've had like a central idea or like message to them, right? That like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is a mess, but it's like Doctor Strange needs to like rely on the expertise of other people, right? Like, and we like, that is a thing that carries throughout the rest of the movie, and there's just nothing like that in Quantumania.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How come there's so many people in the quantum realm?
Yeah.
There's a whole civilization in there. How is
what
that possible?
Heck?
Where do they come from?
The movie is not interested in it.
No, they've just always been there.
They're not humans.
They're not humans.
They're
a variety of races.
A number of them appear to be human, but
are they born there, or are they from Earth? Are they accidentally going there?
No, they're from there.
Huh.
But so Jonathan Majors accidentally went there.
Yes. Well, so no, he was exiled there.
Okay.
By whom? Or, but like, was he big and then became small?
Yes,
he was big and became small. The other Kangs did it.
Yeah, the Council of Kangs exiled him.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was exiled by his peers.
Okay.
But yeah,
but yeah, they don't, but they're not interested. And I guess that's the other thing is like the movie could have been a sound, like a sound thing about learning about the, I don't think I know more about the quantum realm now.
No.
It's very small and a lot of people live there. Where do they come from? We don't know. How, why is there such a diversification of fauna and biology and everything? We don't know.
Also, why is the sky a wall full of like, you know, mushroom forest? Like,
why does falling from really high not have any physical effect on you?
Is it because you're so small?
It's because you're just in front of a green screen and everything is CGI goop. Like that's that's why.
How do ants become magic and become super aliens?
Oh, does he bring ants with him?
Hank does.
His dad.
That's fun.
Yeah.
His dad.
Yeah.
Or his
he's mentor. The. Not the better Ant-Man in that, like, more fun, but the more skilled Ant-Man.
Yeah.
The serious Ant-Man.
That's, he is the, yes, that's right.
He's the Ant-Man that wouldn't forget to bring fucking ants with him.
That's right. He's always going to have ants. He's never not going to have ants. Sarah and I were talking about how funny it is that Michael Douglas gets the credit and Michael Douglas as Dr. Hank Pym in any of the movies that he's in.
Yeah.
That, like, and I think Samuel L. Jackson gets, like, Samuel L. Jackson as Agent...
Nick Fury.
Thank you. But like, are there others that like always get that like this person as?
I wonder
this
if
character?
Sir Anthony Hopkins did. I feel like if he did it, he should fire his agents.
Yeah. I think he for sure got that. That makes sense. That makes sense that he would. Right.
I feel like I don't know, but
it's those like.
Yeah, did Brolin get it for Thanos?
No,
I don't think so.
He's not that. You know what he? Because I'm picturing like because that is all like a certain.
Yeah, sure.
Type of A-list person. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Like a serious actor.
I was going to ask, did Marissa Tomei get it? She's like, she's got the Oscar.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah, Oscar winner.
And Marissa Tomei as Aunt May. I don't know.
Only one way to find out. We got to watch all those movies.
Probably.
What call?
Willem Dafoe.
And Willem Dafoe as?
Green Goblin or what's his name? Frank Hank.
Harry? No,
Harry's his son. Harry?
Frank Hank Harry.
I think Frank Osborne.
Norman.
No?
Norman isn't here, honey. Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
That's right. He's something of a scientist himself. So anyway, I don't know. I didn't like Quantumania at all.
I think people are allowed to like things and not like things.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair point.
I haven't seen it. Neither is Colin, so we were silent.
Yeah.
We just like fine. Let you guys kind of hash it out.
I needed to vent about it.
Now that I know there's no explanation of where the small people come from, I'm like, I don't need to go see it because that would
drive me crazy the whole time.
I gotta know where the little people come from.
Why are they here? Who are they?
They've just always been there.
So Michelle Pfeiffer's just gonna be like, no, I can't talk about it. Like to her research family, who's like obsessed with it, and she's like, okay, so there's like a tiny city in there,
and no one asks questions. No one's like, what's the city? Where are they from?
So here's the thing: they get in there and they start asking questions, and she's like, we don't have time. She keeps saying,
we don't have time to talk about that.
Like 30 years, lady.
Also, if anytime someone says to me, we don't have time, I'm like, in the time that you just said we don't have time, you could have given me an
answer. You could have given me like two pieces of information.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Mm-hmm. That'd be more than I have
now. This is like time seven, so 14 pieces.
Where do they eat? Is there human food in the quantum realm?
Yes. There's food, yes.
Okay.
Is it from the fauna?
It's local, yeah.
It's local.
It's locally sourced.
Yeah,
and they have cocktails.
Realm to table.
They have bars.
I mean, maybe I just hang out in the quantum realm, TBH.
I think the quantum realm is actually kind of cool to hang out in. Yeah. Not in Kang City.
Oh, because it's bad.
Because he's a dictator.
Okay.
And he's got like an army of...
You have to be part of
the army. Are his soldiers, are they robots?
I don't know, but it is one of those things and it happens in movies. But when you start to think about them as people with souls, it becomes much less fun to watch them just get slaughtered.
Just get mowed down by giant ants.
Yeah, like Beauty and the Beast.
Say what you mean?
All the servants are like like every cup in there is a fucking person.
But you don't watch them get mowed down. It would be very sad.
The thing that bugs me about that movie is that like some of them don't get to talk. And why don't they get to talk? But why do they move around? They move around, they do things.
Maybe they can talk and you just haven't seen it.
And then why? Okay. Maybe they talk just not on screen.
Are there cups?
It costs money. Every person it costs. Dogs cost
that's
money.
True, that's true.
There's a difference between an enchanted item and a possessed item.
No,
I feel
but
like.
It's enchanted because it was a servant that got turned into a thing.
Many of them are. Not all of them, I don't
know. No, all of them.
Wait, so you think they're
just
magical?
The principal players?
No. They're all, like, the
do
plates...
the brooms in Fantasia have souls? Those
no,
are enchanted
those are
items.
Those are not in the same movie. It's not the same movie. It's not in Beauty
the
and the
same
Beast.
Magical systems apply, Kelly.
No.
Magic
no,
carpet's
no.
kind of a gray area between the two.
Magic carpet
is sentient. It has a soul.
Yeah.
But it was not...
It wasn't possessed.
It was never
it was like
a human
the people
that
in the quantum realm. It was just born that way.
Yeah, I guess we don't.
We found it. It was already enchanted.
It was already possessed.
Yeah.
Does the Cave of Wonders have a soul?
It has a mouth.
It has
a
mouth. If it has a mouth, it has a soul. That's my rule. If it has a mouth,
it's a good rule. It's a good rule.
And it talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It has a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
About
it judges people. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Very judgy. Yeah.
Okay,
but
speaking
everyone's
of opinions,
always waking him up, literally disturbing his slumber.
Yeah,
right.
Who dares?
Not, okay, always like once every like 3,000 years.
I know, but time works different for him. That's like a second for us.
But they wake him up by like shooting two little scarabs into his eyes, and then go rooting around in his guts. Like,
for real. And if you're like, I don't know, do you like wake people up when you want them to be up? Are you one of those people? Like, if you,
yeah.
Wait, like, hold on.
So the other day, Nicole went to bed at like 3 p.m. and slept to midnight, and I was bored and wanted to wake her up, but I was like, that's rude. If she's sleeping, she needs to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but you probably should have woken her up, though, because her sleep schedule got fucked up from that. She's okay?
She seems fine.
Those are her choices,
you.
Too.
To you.
Okay, but in the morning, so you're saying every time in the morning you should wait for people to wake up in the morning?
Yeah, let them wake up when they want to wake up.
Want to wake up, they probably said last night that they had stuff they wanted to do.
If someone
so
asks you to wake them up, that's different. No. You're downstairs
says,
like
I
my mother
up,
and
I
the holiday cooking,
banging
the fucking pots on the stove.
I'm making coffee because I know you're going to want it when you're up.
Oh my God. I literally this morning thought I was sick, but it turns out that I'm just a baby that doesn't like being woken up by an alarm.
I'm that same baby though.
I hate it because I wake up naturally. I wake up naturally
as well.
I wake up
too early always.
Yes. But today I was a little bit sleepy and I had an alarm and I woke up and I was like, I think I'm sick. And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh no, I just don't like being woken up by an alarm.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Because I never set my alarm, ever, usually.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm like a 5 alarm in the morning guy.
Ugh, ugh.
No, I'm the same way. Like, I feel physically sick when the alarm wakes me up.
Me but too. Sometimes,
I'm physically sick.
Sometimes the first alarm will get me, and then I can
then
cancel all the rest of them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes. Oh.
Colin, do you have a Creed 3 ship?
Yeah, so I was like, I haven't seen any of the Creed movies. I've seen a handful of the Rocky movies. I was trying to think of like, because we left it very open to interpretation.
With arms wide open.
That's, don't. That's oh, part oh, sorry, of mine.
You got staff.
What? Just don't worry about it.
I didn't go Creed. I was like, okay, boxers. But all boxers... movies are like so serious, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like always like this, mm-hmm. like in this one it's like his childhood friend who he now has to punch professionally. It's always so much drama, right?
Yeah.
And all the grudge match things. I am kind of like who's like a fun sporty boy that just likes to box, and I was racking my brain and I couldn't think of it until I remembered about Apollo Creed. He is like the most fun.
He has fun.
He loves to box. Like there's when he was younger, he was a little chippy, but he really just liked to smack talk before a match. And like he was drumming up publicity. It's very tragic what happened to Mickey in the hallway there. Yeah. But really wasn't on Apollo at all. Mm-hmm. His bodyguards got a little rough. He's this very silly, goofy guy. And like no more so is it shown than right before his death in Rocky IV when he's doing the exhibition match. And he's like got the American flag shorts and the hat.
Yeah.
And James Brown is there like performing live his walkout music and there's fireworks. Very fun. Love Apollo Creed. And so before he dies, like he, like the tragedy of him is Rocky tries to tell him like, no, you're too old. Don't go fight this young man. You could get hurt or like, you know, you'll hurt your brain and
yeah.
it's not worth it. And Apollo is like, but you know, if he's not fighting, is he really living? He loves the sport so much. And I wanted to ship him with someone similarly goofy, but very dedicated to the sport in their own way. And that's why I chose Danny McBride's character from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, my sure. God.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Kenny Powers. Kenny
maybe
fucking
double
Powers.
As a cocaine ship.
Yeah. Like,
he does love cocaine. It would have worked last week. But Kenny Powers is a disgraced baseball pitcher who, when he was very young, threw like hot shit, untouchable, mm-hmm. but then got too into the party lifestyle, was having way too much fun, kind of lost his heat, ended up going like back to the minors. I think he played in Japan for a little while, gets bounced around. Really, his whole career collapses until he ends up back in his hometown. I want him and Apollo Creed to get together and do like a training montage. We're going to rise back to the top of our sports. Ooh. Like Apollo does with Rocky in Rocky III, when they're like running on the beach and stuff like that. But as Apollo's getting Kenny to like work out more, Kenny's getting Apollo to do coke.
And
they're having at it. They're having the summer of their lives. Mm-hmm. It ends with them kissing and then Apollo going back to Philadelphia to get murdered by Ivan Drago.
Oh my God. So he still dies.
So still ends in tragedy.
He has to, because otherwise Creed can't happen.
Right.
You know? if Kurt Cobain point. Doesn't kill himself, there's no Foo Fighters, you know? We got to fucking...
Foo Fighters. Sure.
Foo Fighters.
The price we had to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it. And I think we might have gotten it anyway.
You think
Nirvana would still be together?
No.
No.
I honestly think Foo Fighters is better than Nirvana. TBH.
Okay.
I personally think. I think they have better songs. But, you know, we never saw Nirvana get to where they got to get to.
But we also never saw Nirvana, like, get to a place where they could sell out.
That's what I'm saying.
And suck. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is,
I think that's totally possible, right?
Yeah, like, Burn Too Bright. So that's, we look back on it as like, oh, yay, they were never
right,
got so, to, like, Metallica.
Right. So Courtney Love did us a favor.
Don't blame Courtney
Don't,
Love.
All right, bullshit.
All this bullshit. Wait. What are you, Brad Pitt?
People say that she killed
that she murdered him.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't hear about the Courtney Love Brad Pitt shit?
No, I don't know the Brad Pitt shit.
So Courtney Love was originally going to be Marla Singer in Fight Club. They were shooting it with her, and Brad Pitt and a producer of Fight Club, I forget that person's name, like bullied her into signing the rights to a Nirvana biopic, a Kurt Cobain biopic, because they were like demanding that she do it and really being fucking pushy and weird. And ultimately, when she refused, they fired her off the movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt has continued to try to, according to her, continue to try to get the rights from her.
Ew, why is he so obsessed?
I don't know. I think here's the thing. I get why you would be in 1997.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, right.
it was 2 years after he, 3 years after he killed himself.
He just killed himself.
That's fucked.
Well, and he wouldn't have been into it.
No.
This isn't Apollo Creed would be so psyched if you made a biopic about him right after he died. But Kurt Cobain did not want someone to make a biopic of him.
Not right.
He barely wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right, he didn't want to be famous.
He didn't want to be famous. He didn't want you know what, mugs with his face on it? That's what happens in the Hangover movie.
Well, the commemorative cups at the AMC.
Yeah,
would all have
exactly. He'd eat glasses. There'd be a little bucket.
Out of his head.
Out of Kurt Cobain's head?
Yeah. He wouldn't like that.
No, it'd be bad.
No, she did. I think Courtney Love...
I mean, she's,
despite her flaws,
she's wrapped up in the
did.
Same shit. I mean, like, that she's as much a victim of what Kurt was going through as he was.
Mm.
Also, like, you can be a narcissist and not murder somebody.
Mm.
Yes.
You know?
I think she was just cool-ass scene kid, man. She fucking, she did it. Also, I like Hole.
I like Hole, too.
Fucking dope, dude.
Hole's good.
All right, what were we talking about here?
Okay, well, speaking but of
most
music,
most of Hole's best songs are written by Billy Corgan.
I did not know.
So it turns out just the Smashing Pumpkins are awesome.
Pumpkins rule.
So we did get to see Smashing Pumpkins flame out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also Billy Corgan started like talking a lot, and people were like, maybe don't.
Yeah, it's like just be at Cubs games, man. We don't need more.
Just be
that,
at Cubs games, like get wrinklier and wrinklier. Also, he goes by William Patrick Corgan now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so fun.
He does not, really?
Yeah, he did not need to misname him.
He'd be Billy forever, though.
He's Billy forever, I agree. But you know, they're putting out a like rock opera. Do you know this?
I did not know this.
Like him, the band, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Okay. Which I think is like just him and Iha. And because Jimmy Chamberlain's not in the band anymore, right?
I don't know. I didn't keep up.
I'm not.
You're the person I would expect to know the most of us.
Well, this is why I'm telling you about this rock opera. I'm very excited about it.
I'm sure you'll like it.
I probably won't. Oh my God.
Ryan is being so judgy about music right now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of music, okay, Creed.
Uh-huh.
Scott Stapp. He has a song with arms wide open. Yeah. And it's about how he doesn't want his child.
Is that what it's about?
What?
Yeah, I didn't really listen. Yes. Okay.
No, it's like I literally like don't want you to like I kind of like don't really want to deal with you. Like I don't want you to be like me, because you're probably gonna be like me.
Oh.
So like I'll take you with arms wide open, but like don't really want
like
it to
just
happen.
Every other weekend or what do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, like I don't really it is so can you
yeah well I just heard the news today. It seems my life is going to change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face.
Right.
With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open, with arms wide open. Well, I don't know if I'm ready to be the man that I have to be. I'll take a breath, I'll take her by my side. We stand in awe, we've created life.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit lifey too.
Yeah, it's a little lifey.
I mean, it is a Christian band.
Yeah. Right. If I had one wish, only one demand, I hope he's not like me. I hope he understands that he can take this life and hold it by the hand, and he can greet the world with arms wide open.
So that doesn't sound that bad, but I did hear through the grapevine.
Like it's a little sweet.
I heard through the grapevine that it's that he didn't want his kid. But that could just be 2000, you know, whatever year that was.
It was a time where it was really hard to find lyrics.
It was really hard to find lyrics.
Like,
yeah.
You couldn't know what a song meant.
You would have had to buy the CD.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're not always printed in there.
Okay, also, have you seen the music video? I think you need to pair it with the music video. He's walking around in a field. There's asteroids coming down like it's the apocalypse onto him while he's singing about... Okay, we're going to watch.
That probably had more to do with the fact that, like... Deep Impact and Armageddon had like recently come out than anything else.
He's just like, I really like this imagery. Like,
asteroids are pretty good. We can get asteroids.
Have then, you guys like, owned a Creed CD?
Never owned one, no.
I think I'm going to own the one that had Higher on it.
Can you take me higher?
And again, I don't think I ever pay attention to the lyrics. That's about God?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's singing to God.
Yeah. The Scott Stapp thing is like, when he's not singing, is he just like, poses and like exalts himself unto the Lord.
Yeah, and like puts his arms out like he in the T pose.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid learning that that's what he looked like and being so disgusted. I remember thinking he was the most unattractive person.
He's doing
I've ever
it right
seen.
Now, the T pose.
He's doing the T pose. Now he's singing at the sky.
Yeah.
I knew a guy in high school who really liked Creed and he had like Scott Stapp's hair, but he was blonde.
So
he's like good boy version.
Yeah, he's like the good boy version. But he went on to have sex with our theater teacher.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, who was bad there? A theater teacher.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's the theater teacher's fault.
Yeah, it was her fault, for sure.
Really? Oh my god, what a scandal.
Huge scandal.
That's horrible. So
she left in the middle of the year.
Really?
Wow.
How many times did they fuck?
I ongoing.
Oh my god.
She was the booty tutor. They might, I don't know.
Okay, well, hold on. Things about to change here. Things about to change for him. See, the sky is looking really scary.
Right.
That's,
here comes the meteor. Oh, but it doesn't cause that much damage. Just like a little bit of fire on the ground.
It's more like just ancillary. He's kind of just
singing.
They're
getting so close, though.
I know. He doesn't care, though.
So many.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's got bigger problems, like a kid on the way.
Right. So is this an anti-ship between Scott Stapp and his son? What are we talking about?
So his son, I think...
Or my high school friend and a theater teacher?
Yeah, anti that ship.
Anti that.
We don't usually talk about real people, but I'm willing to say anti ship.
Oh my God. This is so, it's crazy.
Oh, now he's in like a church.
It's gonna get weirder. He okay. he goes in a cave and goes into some fucked up water and then like comes out of the water.
Sure. Oh, he's about to climb a rope.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Watch out. This is how he gets into the underwater water. Watch this.
Oh, it's like the bell falls into the thing. Hold on, then we got a guitar solo.
Okay, and then there's a guitar solo, so we have to take a break. Uh-huh. Okay, now he's gonna go in it.
He's gonna dive in there?
Yeah.
Head first or feet first?
I think he walks in. Feet first. So then he's gonna go in here. Oh, now he's in a cave.
Right. He's in a cave from like a Jim Henson storyteller.
Yeah. It's very like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then look, he's finding the sturdy water. Uh-huh. He's touching it.
Right.
Morris guitar. And he's going to sing some more. He's going to go in the water. This is not really relevant.
He's
to
like how baptizing himself.
He's going to be reborn. Because his eyes just look like dead shark eyes.
It's funny because before I knew what his lyrics were, even though I had heard this song many times, I didn't know how literal they were. I thought they were figurative.
No.
But he's like, no, I got a phone call. My life is going to change.
Literally. And he's like, arms wide open. He does the arms wide open.
I'm scared of what that means for me.
Yes.
So he just got out of the water. He was in the water. Now he got out in his clothes.
With like a jacket.
Yeah, in a jacket and
didn't
boots.
Take the jacket off.
Now he's
is
out
it
here,
wet?
Clothes dry.
So wet.
They were wet. And then now he's going to go on this like cliff in Palos Verdes. And like.
We get some helicopter shit here though.
Yeah,
like,
helicopter shit.
Oh, this was a $5 million music video.
Yeah.
And then he's doing the T-pose again.
Now he's doing it kind of like the mountain. Rio de Janeiro thing.
Yes.
Christ the Redeemer.
Jesus Cristo.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Okay, so what we've learned is that he thinks it's going to be an apocalypse when he has his baby, but he'll like come out of it. But I think that this kid just needs to get out. Needs to leave town. this kid needs to leave town and go to somewhere that will still have challenges. But
sure, you don't want these babies to just have everything.
Exactly.
They can't get soft.
But to go to a place where it ends up being like a really magical, beautiful experience. And I think it's just because I was really obsessed with this movie as a child. So, Secret Garden. I think he needs to show up at this fucked up mansion where there's a little kid that's not allowed to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little precocious girl who's like, I like this garden. And then there's a dad with secrets.
Yeah.
And he goes there. I think he needs to go there and I think he needs to get involved with that family. And he needs to just like go to a place where everyone will accept him and he can grow and learn instead of being like backup to this like a Christian rock band dad.
I read The Secret Garden and watched it many times, but I don't remember. Is there magic? I know that the like...
It's not magical.
It's just a beautiful garden.
So
it doesn't... It won't feed him.
No.
So how is he eating?
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, like literally?
It's not Narnia. No. Like a world where...
He's going to go live with that family.
It's just a garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want him to go be stuck with the people quarantining?
Yeah, the people that live there. But they
that's a miserable life except for the little garden.
They help to because they grow the garden together and they help to bring that quarantine child out because all he needs is sunlight and fresh air because they lock that kid up in a fucking closet all the time. And then he will get to be part of like people that learn how to love each other for love's sake instead of this dad being like
Jesus needs me to love you.
Needs me to love you and that's why I'm going to do it. So that's the life I choose for him.
That's a horrible life.
Okay, fine. Have him go live with the little princess.
All right, perfect.
Hey, guys. Two relationships.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.